You're listening to SBS Greek. I'm Nikos Kasovitis, and today I'm joined by Christina Savopoulos, one of the curators behind Kalos Irthate, an immersive exhibition that brings the Greek-Australian migration story to life. Christina, Kalos Irthes, welcome.
Hi, Nico. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to have you here. Thanks for joining. Can you start by sharing about the inspiration behind the project and what it means to you personally?
Of course. So the idea behind the Kalos Irthate exhibition started when, along with two of my friends, Jamie Gallos and John Zalepis, we found a lot of documents that our Yayades and Papudes, our grandparents, had kept from their migration to Australia. So there were a lot of government documents, passports, identity documents, and pretty much everything that tracked their journey to Australia. And we didn't know that, for my grandparents, I didn't know that they had kept any of these. And we noticed a lot of similarities between our three families and our migration, our family's migrant stories. And so we really wanted to find a space to display all of these and to share them with other people, because we thought if we had that own family connection and similarities between the histories, then a lot of other people would also be able to relate to them. So we were looking for a space to just display the documents, and we couldn't really find anything. But then the opportunity came up to use my Yaya's house, which was vacant at the time, and really transform the space into the exhibition. And so it then turned into something a lot bigger than we were anticipating originally. It became a lot more of an immersive experience where you can enter the home of a Greek Australian migrant and really experience what life was like at the time. So the way that the house has been set up, we have each room dedicated to a different part of the migrant journey. So we start in the first room, which has a lot of the documents, and it's really just that first trip to Australia. Our middle room, our second room, looks at life in Australia, particularly in Melbourne. So looking at employment and marriage. So we have items in there like my grandmother's wedding dress, my Yaya's wedding dress from 1956, a lot of pay slips, original work uniforms from General Motors Holden, for example, and just a lot of things to show what life was like when they'd settled here in Melbourne. And then in our final room, we have a documentary where we have spoken to some Greek migrants today, and really connecting the past with the present.
Christina, your grandparents' house, the centerpiece of the exhibition, must hold so many memories, I imagine. What emotions surfaced as you transformed it into a space that preserves not just your family's history, but an entire community's history?
It was a very, I guess, emotional and nostalgic experience transforming the house into the exhibition space. Because it'd been about 2 years since I'd seen it, I guess, set up with a lot of her furniture and items, it brought back a lot of childhood memories and a lot of, I guess, family nostalgia, remembering the time when the house was set up how we've kind of presented it now. So aside from kind of the bedroom spaces, which look at the migrant histories, we have the rest of the house, which is more just reflective of a Greek Australian home. And what we found really amazing through people coming through the house is that they're able to connect with almost, you know, at least one item that's in the house, whether it's the furniture, the way the kitchen's set up, the backyard. There are so many parts of the house which people can connect with, and that's been really beautiful to see.
The exhibition obviously honours the sacrifices of Greek migrants, but also grapples on more complex questions of identity. How does Kalos Irthate navigate those layers, and what do you hope visitors take away from it?
So I guess I hope that they take away having a reflection on their own Greek-Australian identity. So we know that at the moment a lot of young Greek-Australians and even older Greek-Australians, there's always been kind of a grapple between what their identity consists of, specifically their cultural identity. So, you know, in years past, when migrating, the issues of assimilation and the pressures of that, and then the kind of, I guess, push and pull between whether, you know, one would want to lean more into their Australian culture or Greek culture. But I guess the youth of today, specifically the Greek Australian youth, are at a really interesting spot where they've seen what their grandparents have, I'm specifically speaking about more third generation Greek Australians at the moment, but they've seen what their grandparents have gone through, what their parents have gone through, and now they're able to kind of, I guess, take their own stance on what they want their Greek Australian identity to look like. And so we're hoping that for people who are already really immersed in the culture, they're able to have it, to reflect on what it means for them to be Greek Australian. But we're also hoping that a lot of the people who've come through, even if they haven't been as connected, they're able to find some similarities between what is in Galusirtate and what, you know, it might trigger a memory of their family's history or something like that. Or learn a bit more about the, I guess, migrant stories.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I understand, well, I'm a, I guess, first-gen Greek, becoming Greek Australian, but I've connected a lot with third-gen Greek Australians in Australia as well, and in Sydney, where I live, and in Melbourne, and I notice, I don't know, perhaps there's a bit of a struggle, especially for third-gen Greek Australians, to balance tradition and modernity. How does the exhibition, the show, address or reflect perhaps on those challenges? And is there a message that you hope it sends to those feeling torn between those two worlds?
The house, in a sense, is almost a bit of a time capsule. So being able to see it set up in kind of that mid-20th century style, we want that to evoke a sense of nostalgia for a lot of people, whether it's for their own homes or ones of their families. But I guess in linking it with the modern aspect, I guess that really comes in with our documentary. So while a lot of the documents and items that we have are from, you know, the 50s to 70s, we've included this short documentary where we are really wanting to engage with what the Greek Australian community is like now in the present. So we've interviewed two couples who share their own reflections on how they think migration and the Greek Australian community has changed now compared to when they migrated 50 years ago. We also have myself, Jamie and John speaking about our own interpretations of what it means to be Greek Australian and the identity crisis of that. So absolutely. I guess it's through that we've been able to tie the modernity, as you were saying, with kind of the more nostalgic elements.
You mentioned you've interviewed Greek Australian couples for the exhibition's documentary. Was there a particular story or moment from those conversations that kind of struck a deep chord with you?
Yeah, I guess hearing about individual stories after we'd been curating the exhibition for so long was really wonderful to kind of tie everything together. And I think I hope that's what people going through the exhibition see as well, after seeing so many documents and then being able to hear from people who've gone through that journey. I think that's something quite powerful. For me, something that sticks with me is one of the men that we interviewed mentioned that nostalgia is kind of the enemy of the migrant. So this idea of being torn between what your life was like in Greece and then what it is now, and kind of more just being that sense of kind of moving forward and establishing a life. So I think that idea of nostalgia and almost being unable to escape it is something that, I found quite interesting from the stories that we heard.
Based on this approach on nostalgia about this man, would you say that as a third-gen Greek that there's some kind of ontology involved into this? Is the Greek nostalgia sort of haunted with this like reliving of the past into the present in this place 15,000 kilometers away from the homeland and this, I guess, construction of homeland and what that means?
Yeah, I think there's definitely that haunted aspect to things, especially for me having it, the exhibition set up in my grandmother's home, one like a house that was so lived in for 40 years and had so much life at one point. To have everything kind of set up reflective of a space that someone was lived in. And we've actually had a lot of people comment on that, where they can almost feel the, I guess, the life that was once in the house. So that idea of it being haunted, not so much haunted, but just that aspect of understanding that the space was once lived in, is definitely something that we want to play into and hope that people can relate to, and again brings on reflections of living in a space, like you said, so many miles away from the homeland.
Kalos Irthate is clearly a labor of love. How did you, Jamie Gallus and John Zalepis, ensure that each person's voice and vision sort of came through in the final project?
Yeah, well, we all work quite well together. And I think throughout the entire process, we always made sure that we were kind of checking in on what was happening. And we have a lot of similar visions in what we wanted the exhibition to be. So in terms of us presenting it, it was... we all were putting in an equal amount of love and hard work into creating Gallos Irthate. And so we always had discussions about every single part of kind of the curation process. So whether when we were deciding which of the documents to use, because we had so many to choose from, same with the items, even just the layout of the house and the more, I guess, design aspects of the exhibition space, we were always communicating, working together. So we became a lot closer as a team, and we're looking forward to doing a lot more projects together over the next year.
On that note, I guess the Poseidonate team, which is behind Kalos Irthate, kind of highlights this evolving Greek Australian identity. But in your view, what does this next chapter of this Poseidonate or Kalos Irthate identity look like, and how do you hope, this exhibition shapes this conversation for the next projects to come?
So we're really looking as the Poseidonate to see how we can maintain Kalos Irthate and preserve the stories and all of the items and documents we have in different forms and mediums. So that's something that we're looking to do to continue for next year as well.
Great. One last question. Sorry. If you could have your grandparents walk through the exhibition today, what do you think they'd say about the home they once loved becoming this incredible tribute to Greek migration?
I think my grandparents would be very pleased with what we've created with Kalos Irthate, especially my grandma loved telling stories and sharing her own childhood stories and her family history. So I think that that's definitely something that, she would be pleased that we are now sharing that with a lot more people. I can imagine her, sitting in the living room and really just, telling stories there as people are walking through the house. So I think it's something that they would really have been pleased with.
Christina, could you tell me how can someone participate in the show? How can someone come and visit and see these artifacts?
Of course. So after a month-long run of Kalos Irthate, we are finally closing this weekend. So you've got one last chance to see the space. It's on Saturday the 21st of December and Sunday the 22nd of December. We're open from 1 to 5 p.m. in Doncaster. If you register online, it's only $5 entry, and then you are emailed the address of the house. So please come along for this last chance to really experience Kalos Irthate. We look forward to welcoming you on the day.
Well, thank you so much, Christina, for being here with me today. I'm looking forward to the next chapters of the Poseidonate and Kalos Irthate.
Thank you so much for having me, Nico. Yeah, really looking forward to sharing more projects with people in the future.